Okay, Dundalk goalkeeper Gary Rogers. Gary, great result for you tonight.
Yeah, brilliant. It's good to get 3 points on the board, and you know, lots of lads getting their first goals of the season. And I think, you know, for everyone, it's been all round a good night.
It was a great start for you too. It lifted the, you know, it lifted the pressure on you getting the 2 goals inside the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think, you know, it gives us that. I think if we can score goals early in games, it's always a good thing. And you know, it gets that monkey off the back, the fact that we hadn't scored in the previous 2 games, and getting a goal early really gave the lads confidence to go on and get more. And and that's the way it turned out.
And it was great to see Pat Hoban tonight. It was vintage Pat Hoban tonight.
Yeah, I think Pat did really well. He had 2 terrific goals, and he had other chances as well. He hit the post and looked dangerous. It was a real handful, very strong, good, great target man, as we know. And you know, it was good for Pat to, you know, to get a couple of goals on the board. And I think the lads around him played well off him too.
And Robbie Benson as well. He got one of those early goals that made all the difference.
Yeah, Robbie's been creating chances and getting on the end of things. It just happened to be dropping for him, so it's good for him to get a goal. And you know, I think Robbie's one of them players that's capable of getting plenty of goals from the midfield. And you know, we'll be looking for him to do that throughout the season, and hopefully there'll be more of them to come from.
And Stephen Folan as well, he began on the score sheet tonight too.
Yeah, and Stephen's done really well in pre-season. I think he scored a goal nearly every game he played pre-season. So he's a real threat in the box, just like Brian Gartland. Brian, you know, I know he's been injured, but you know, when Brian goes up, he's a serious threat and he's likely to get a goal, and Stephen has that ability as well.
And Michael Duffy as well. Isn't it great to see Michael getting, because he's the guy, he's on the left, he's on the right, he's all over the place, he plays so well, and great to see him getting the 2 goals.
Yeah, I think Mickey works really hard. He's one of those players, really industrious, works his socks off. We've got great skill as well, and good to see him getting a couple of goals. It'll give him great confidence, because you know, the talent that he has, he can score 2 or 3 goals every game. He's that good.
Dylan Connolly as well, he's got on the score sheet. It was a great goal he got, and you know, it'll give that young lad a lot of confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we all know Dylan's pace is frightening, so you know, when he utilises like that, it's great to see. And obviously, you know, getting a goal for him, like, I think for everyone in the team tonight, it was kind of all around good performance. Obviously, the amount of players that got goals was great, and defensively, the lads are all happy to keep a clean sheet at the back.
And how difficult was it playing out there with the snow having come down just before the start of the game? Harry Taff had cleared the snow away, and then we just had the blizzard about 10 minutes from the start. What was it like for you?
It's just a bit cold, to be honest. I think it was grand. The ball was a bit slippy underfoot and that, but I think we dealt with the conditions pretty well. All in all, it wasn't a bad night, really, for football, really, compared with the game against Cork in the first half. Conditions were horrendous, and you know, it was certainly much better there tonight, although look, it's unusual that it'd be slippy underfoot with the snow.
In one night where you grabbed all the headlines, you were playing an orange tonight, and there was an orange ball. That was the first time you played with an orange ball since Zenit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the result didn't go that way for us that night, but yeah, it's I probably needed it tonight, I suppose, with the pitch. It was, you know, with the amount of snow that was on there. You know, it's good to have, you know, the orange ball tonight. I think didn't do us any harm. We might look to play with it every week.
And it's great as well for you. 3 games now, and you haven't conceded a goal.
Yeah, hopefully that'll continue. It's obviously a good start to the season, but you know, we take one game at a time, and hopefully we build on it again later in the week.
And you have the Brandywell to go to Friday night, weather permitting. That should be a great night with the opening of the new stadium, and a great night for Derry as well, because we're coming up to the anniversary of young Ryan McBride's death.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be a really special occasion to be involved in for everyone, I suppose. You know, particularly it would be very emotional for the Derry players and supporters, and obviously with Ryan's passing and that. And look, it'll be a difficult game for us. Derry are always good, and as, you know, when you take into account everything that's going to go on between now and then, and the opening of the new stadium, it should be an intriguing encounter.
Thanks,
no worries.